I do not know if it ever existed, that lost world floating dimly on time's stream, and yet I see it often, violet misted and shimmering at the back of some vague dream. There were strange towers and curious lapping rivers, labyrinths of wonder and low vaults of light, and bow-crossed skies of flame like that which quivers wistfully just before a winter's night. Great moors led off to sedgy shores unpeopled, where vast birds wheeled, while on a wind-swept hill there was a village, ancient and white-steepled, with evening chimes for which I listen still. I do not know what land it is, or dare ask when or why I was or will be there. Somewhere in dream there is an evil place where tall, deserted buildings crowd along a deep, black, narrow channel, reeking strong of frightful things whence oily currents race. Lanes with old walls half meeting overhead wind off to streets one may or may not know, and feeble moonlight sheds a spectral glow over long rows of windows dark and dead. There are no footfalls, and the one soft sound is of the oily water as it glides under stone bridges, and along the sides of its deep flume to some vague ocean bound. None lives to tell when that stream washed away its dream-lost region from the world of clay. "Beware St. Toad's cracked chimes!" I heard him scream as I plunged into those mad lanes that wind in labyrinths obscure and undefined, south of the river where old centuries dream. He was a furtive figure, bent and ragged, and in a flash had staggered out of sight. So still I burrowed onward in the night toward where more roof-lined houses rose, malign and jagged. No guidebook told of what was lurking here, but now I heard another old man shriek, "Beware St. Toad's cracked chimes!" And growing weak I paused, when a third greybeard croaked in fear, "Beware St. Toad's cracked chimes!" Aghast I fled, till suddenly that black spire loomed ahead.